Omega Man Radio has been commissioned to invade deep into enemy territory, drive out the hosts of hell, and take back the land. Our mission is to preach Jesus Christ, the Son of God, who is the only name written under heaven by which men might be saved. Cast out demons and pray for the sick that they may be healed in Jesus' name. If this program is a blessing to you and you would like to take part in this harvest of men's souls, join with us and attack the hosts of hell by donating any amount online at www.omegamanradio.com.
Okay, we're going to play more of that great song by Maria Basic, who sent that in to me. She's got enough songs now to do a CD, I believe, or maybe one left. Shouts out, everybody, wherever you're tuning in from. Coming up next, we've got Major Tom Baird and Professor Tom Mack. Professor, we got you on the queue? How you doing,
Brother Yes,
Tom?
You do.
Okay. All we're missing is Major
Tom. I'm doing
Tom.
Great.
Let me go ahead and get him plugged in here. Stand by a second. Tom, we are testing Zoom tonight. And
yeah, I saw that. I wish you'd have warned me a little sooner because I would have had things set up and I could have broadcasted there.
Well, you know what? We're experimenting tonight. That's what it is. And if it works, we could do some shows in the future and make it real easy for you to do a PowerPoint up there. Major Tom, how are you doing tonight, my brother?
Well, I'm doing very well. Thank you. 5 by 5.
Now, Brother Tom, where do you live for new time listeners here?
Well, we're traveling right now. We're in the Caribbean, St. Vincent and the Grenadines.
Folks, can you imagine? We got Major Tom, St. Vincent, Grenadines, and Professor Tom, where are you tuning in from?
Colorado.
And I'm here in Bali. We got people.
And I'm in the midst of a snowstorm.
Snowstorm? What's up with that?
And I'm in the midst of a rainstorm, and I'm exactly 12 hours away from you.
Look, if y'all teleported me over there to Colorado, I'd be freezing my butt off. I'm in shorts.
Yeah. Well, it's...
Everybody, welcome aboard. Now, we've got Zoom running tonight, and I got to keep an eye on it with one eyeball because we might get a streaker here tonight. If anybody sees a streaker, please alert me. It wouldn't be the first time someone's run butt naked through a Zoom chat, so I will do my best to monitor it. Praise the Lord. Did y'all see that Super Bowl clip of that guy who ran butt naked down the field? Now, I didn't watch Super Bowl, but I saw that part. They had to catch him. He was trying to go butt naked. He had got all of his clothes off except his underwear, and they grabbed him and tackled him. But do you remember when they people used to do that day? The streakers?
Yeah, they used to do that in the university, yes. After I left.
Look out for a guy on a hot day wearing a trench coat. Might be a streaker. Okay.
Oh, goodness. Yeah.
Everybody, welcome aboard. I think we got the crew assembled. We'll get started. We're going to continue the marathon. We've got a full boat tonight, so tune in as you can. And if you miss these shows, don't worry. We've got them all in the archive. Well, praise the Lord.
Well, not only that, we have them on Major Baird's website as well, on aliveontheedge.com. In fact, we've archived just about every program we've ever done on here.
Fantastic. And you gentlemen will be using a PowerPoint for tonight, or PDF. We're going to copy and paste that over at MixLR and also the Zoom room. Encourage you to follow along with it, and very soon we'll probably be able to broadcast these live. Well, gentlemen, we'll get started. Would you like to open us up in prayer tonight?
Yes, please. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time that we can again be gathered together to discuss the events that are happening right now along with your word to discern the times that we live in and to be attentive to what you are telling us, to be prepared, to be guided, to be protected, to be provided for. We thank you, Father, for your infinite love and care for us. Now may our speech be acceptable unto thee, and thy word go forth with your anointing and your unction. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
I say amen. Welcome aboard, everybody. For those who may be here for the first time, we've got Professor Tom Mack in the house, who's one of the world's leading researchers in the Bible Code, among other things he does. And we have Major Tom Baird, who's a former Vietnam veteran, officer, and commando, brings many years of experience to this program, and we're honored to have you gentlemen on every week. With that, the mic is yours.
Okay, well, tonight, first thing we want to do, last week, Russia did something we haven't been able to find a time they've ever done this in the history of the United States. People don't realize Russia's been around longer than the United States.
Albeit
prior to 1917, czars ruled Russia. But after that, we had the Soviet Union until 1991, and now we got the Republic of Russia. In all the time from 1776 forward, Russia has never recalled an ambassador until last week. But what's disturbed me is that the media doesn't seem to have an understanding of what the implications of this are. But as a military man, you understand what it is, and you need to explain that to us.
Well, number one, we have to start off with one of the reasons why the present power regime that's in charge of the nation, as well as the media, as well as all of the three-letter agencies in the government, the bureaucracy, which could include ourselves as well from time to time. Whenever we become filled with pride and arrogant, we become as dumb and as inert as a box of rocks. And that's exactly what we have going on right now. Most people probably don't recall, but it was actually a published event admitted to by Putin several years ago now, that had Hillary Clinton been elected to office back in 2016, he was prepared to initiate a preemptive strike on the United States. That's still there. The problem is, I mean, that determination is still there. He's still in charge. And the regime that would have been in place with Hillary Clinton now is in place. And essentially, they're doing about the same thing Hillary Clinton would have done. They're thumbing their noses and taking jabs at the leader of Russia, the Federation of Russia. So, particularly Putin. And I was amused last week when President Biden proclaimed that Putin was a killer. And Putin came back in and said, it takes one to know one.
Ow.
So you got the leaders of major nations of the world acting like second graders. I can't believe it.
What's next? But, nanny, nanny, boo, boo. You smell like doo-doo?
Yes, exactly. My daddy's bigger than your daddy, or my God is bigger than your God, which is, in fact, actually has been proclaimed throughout the ages from nation to nation when they were against one another.
Sticks and stones can't break my bones, but my nuclear missile, I'm going to shoot at you, Will.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. Well, the problem, too, is that militarily, we were trained and observed and taught in real life that when a nation begins to be ready to initiate a preemptive strike against another nation, they recall their embassy and their ambassador so that they can get their families out of the way and not be cannon fodder or be held hostage before the other nation. So you've got that going on right now, and it's a very dangerous thing. We are living in an age and in a moment of time where the determination of one leader to strike at another nation not only was proclaimed, but is still purposed and could very likely be initiated. And nobody's paying attention. That's because they're too full of their own pride. They're too full of their own filthiness, their own unrighteousness. They wouldn't know if God spoke to them if he slapped them upside the head. They'd think that it was a wind doing it or something. They'd attribute it to something else. And that, in fact, is exactly what Revelation speaks of. God visits judgment after judgment after judgment not on the believers. They're exempt from that, from God's hand. They're not exempt from being tortured and pursued and persecuted by the enemy. But if you read in Revelation, oh goodness, I should have had that up so I could just glance at it, but I don't. Which chapter, help me out here, which chapter is it that God seals the 144,000 on the forehead?
That would be Revelation 7.
That's what I was thinking. It was Revelation 7. In there, right after he seals the 144,000, 1,000 tribes from each that he lists there, the very next verse, he says, there's a multitude that's innumerable. You cannot even measure them. You can't even count them. And it's a continuation of the same angels going about sealing all of the saints of God, so that you and I and those that believe in the Lord are sealed in our forehead by God, so that no matter what does happen, we are sealed by God. Now, that doesn't, you know, that doesn't change the fact that we may, in fact, be testifying and proclaiming the Lord even unto death. But remember this, what better way to die than to die in the hands of God? What did Stephen say when he was being stoned? The veil of heaven was opened, and he said, behold, I see the Son of God in heaven on his throne. So it didn't matter what was happening to his physical body. He was already there to walk from, as soon as his spirit and soul was released from his physical body, he was instantly there in the presence of God. And that is exactly what the scripture says. To be absent from the body is to be instantly in the presence of God in Christ Jesus. Now that's a promise. And it's one that will be for every one of us, no matter what way we end up changing. If when Christ comes, and that is my belief, is at the moment that he returns to earth, that's when we get The righteous are resurrected, those in Christ are resurrected, and those alive are raptured. There isn't any secret rapture. It's fully seen and fully known by the whole world at that point in time. And it very likely may be at the same time that the two witnesses in chapter 12 are called to heaven. Remember when their bodies are left in the streets for 3.5 days? And then suddenly a voice from heaven thunders out, and says, "Arise and come hither." And I would surmise, because every indication is right there, that that's also when we do. So it's a thing to be looked forward to. Now, in our time right now, we're trying to determine, when are we in the tribulation time? When will it happen? And it appears that because things happen in cycles and in sort of like a helix, that we very well may already be in the tribulation period. There are many scholars right now that are starting to say that. These things that we see happening fully around us are in fact the beginnings of the sorrows of Jacob, and is in fact the beginnings of the tribulation. Now, it's not the most intense period of time. The last 3.5 years of the 7 years of tribulation that's spoken of by Daniel the prophet is the worst time, and that is preceded or actually initiated by the event of stopping the daily sacrifice, the morning and evening sacrifice. When that particular command comes forth to cease that sacrificial worship, which means that the sacrificial worship has to start somewhere in this period of time. But when it is not the starting of it, that's the important part. It's the ceasing of it that is important. Now, another thing that you have to look at is all centered around and focused around geographically around Israel, and specifically Jerusalem. We have, for the first time in the entire history of humankind, control over every man, woman, and child, to the extent that you're hiding your God-like image. You're putting a diaper across your face so that nobody can see the godlike image that he made of you and made you of. Some people call it a mask, but it's more like a dirty diaper as far as I'm concerned. It's a mocking of God. Now, the other part is Israel itself has become a very intense focal point on this so-called VAX. And it's not what you say. I don't know. I don't want to get Shannon in trouble too much here, but
you're okay. We've already been banned by YouTube, so you can say whatever you want.
Oh, I can say it. All right.
Yes,
well,
sir.
They call it a vaccine, but it's not. It's an experiment. It definitely is an experiment, and it's an experiment of the most diabolical kind you could ever think of. I've been following various experts that have outlined briefly and as clearly in layman's terms what this thing is, and it actually is a manipulation of your genes and the DNA, specifically the DNA in your genes, so that you do not remain a human being. you are changed. Now, do you want to be changed into some animal, some beast? At the worst, and at the least, you're changed genetically so that you don't think the same way anymore. You think like a brute beast. Is that what you want? That's what this thing is. And it is, it has several items to it that cause it to be deadly. And I mean deadly by 100%. Some will happen very soon, i.e. within hours or days of the injection. Others, depending upon the makeup of your own genes and your own susceptibility to these proteins, you may go as long as 5 years. But there is no return. Once you get that particular injection, unless God intervenes, and there is always that possibility, you will die from it. Now, do you want 100% assurance of death versus a very slight possibility of a COVID-19 that doesn't exist?
You know, you're speaking the truth, brother.
They're not telling us the truth. We are not getting an informed consent, and that's what I'm coming up to here. Israel's leaders, government leaders, at all levels, are forcing their population to take everyone, every man and woman, and now down to the teenagers, to take this test. And they have implemented what they call the green passport. You cannot buy, you cannot go into a grocery store, you cannot participate in society in any normal fashion without that green passport. And you either have to have their version of the vaccine. It's, you know, there's several versions of it, but at the same time, it's not a vaccine. Or you have had to have come through the actual infection of the COVID disease. Now, it won't be a COVID-19, but there's about, I think, 32 or 37 different COVID strains of a virus. They're all common colds. And if you have a compromised immune system for any reason, then you get that particular thing. That could be the blade of grass that broke the camel's back, so to speak. And then you die. Well, that possibility of dying from that is so slight that your possibility of living is 99.97, 6 or 7. Now that's a really good possibility of living. It's a very poor possibility of trying to die. If you were attempting to die by that means, you'd be waiting a long time. However, Israel is forcing it upon their entire population, and I just heard today that they are finally waking up, a few of them, enough that they have filed a lawsuit against the government and against the leaders of the government, that because they are in direct violation of the Nuremberg protocols and laws that were put in place that state that you cannot force another person to medically enter into an experiment without their informed consent. And none of them are being told that this thing's deadly. None of them are being told that it's not a virus. They're all being told that they're about to die and they have to take this thing that will save them. Well, I got news for them. The only way that we can be saved physically, spiritually, and with our souls intact is through Jesus Christ, our Lord. For he says himself, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes unto the Father except by me. And that's the only way we're going to be saved. That's the only way we could be saved from any disease or any malady. I'm currently under spiritual attack that is a little bit uncomfortable. It has to do with my eyesight. It may be cataracts that I'm developing. I don't know, but my vision sees things in black and white, and in darkness I see colors, but they're subdued colors. They're not clear and crisp. I can't see anything clear and crisp at this point in time, and it's an attack from the enemy. But God is still on the throne, and he says that I am the same today. Well, actually, he says I am the same yesterday, today, and forever. And it wasn't too much long ago, 2,000 years to us, but a brief instant to the Lord when he was here on earth and he healed the blind. And they saw. He healed the dumb and they spoke. He healed the deaf and they heard. And as he did it then, he does it now. You notice I said he does it now. It's not he will, he does. And it's by his stripes that we are healed, each one of us. Praise God. Now, there's another thing that's happened here that I'm quite well aware of. And that is one of the rabbis, Rabbi Snierson, when he was alive, called Prime Minister Netanyahu to his side and transferred to him or anointed him in whatever manner it was and proclaimed over him that he was to be the one to hand over the government to their Messiah. Now, Jesus Christ is, in fact, the Messiah, but that's not their Messiah. When that particular person or entity comes in, he will be the devil incarnate. And so Netanyahu has been fingered to hand over the Israeli government to that individual. I don't think we're too far off from when that's going to happen. There could very well be a scenario, and I'll just briefly outline it. We've got Russia's recalled their ambassador. It may be simply for strategy that's so top secret that they don't want to communicate it except face to face, which would be your safest way. That is one possibility. But there's also the possibility of this other situation where his nation is calling him and his family back so that they cannot be ransomed by us or be in danger of whatever the attack is. In fact, the attack that was spoken of by Putin was a nuclear attack on United States, and it would be a preemptive one. We do not have, as a nation, hardened protection against such an attack. We almost started to have one back when I was a young man, back in the 50s and 60s, when we were following, we had the height of the Cold War, and we were following preparing nuclear shelters, but we've abandoned that particular thing. Russia has not. They have enough hardened structures and deep enough that they can have a majority of their population protected. United States does not. And we may very well end up having that. At the same time, we've got a schoolyard scenario of one bully egging on another bully, particularly in the Middle East with Israel, with Iran, with the United States, with China. And we really haven't paid much attention to Russia. That could be a surprise for us. All we've got to do when you have two guys that are opponents and they're trying to stare one down, one guy's trying to stare the other guy down. Remember how that used to go when you were a little kid?
Mm-hmm.
And the guy that blinks is the one that lost. Well, one false move or one mistake would send us not into a losing situation by a blink, except that it would probably happen just about as fast.
Gentlemen, I'm going to make a prediction right now. I believe the first strike is going to be an EMP.
Yeah.
And there's been others who have called that scenario, and you wake up and there's no power. And you're scratching your head. What happened? Kind of hard to put blame when you don't know where it came from. Very easy to take out Los Angeles or Las Vegas or New York City with an EMP. We go back to the Stone Age. Cell phones don't work. TVs don't work. Your car will not
crack.
Water
doesn't. Yep.
Your iPad does not work.
And those of you that are in high-rise suburban areas, without electricity, you have no water, you have no sewage, you have no way to get around, because all vehicles would be disabled as well. So you're really in a hurt. Now, those that are in a rural area may be able to get around, but that's not the majority of the population.
Everything comes to a stop, folks.
Yes. Yes, it does. And with that particular thing, excuse me.
Take your time. Get a drink of water.
Thank you, EMP, Lord. Yes, I think you better do that.
You'll begin to see people coming out of their homes on the streets. Hey, do you know what's going on? I don't know. I can't get radio. Have you heard anything?
Yeah.
We don't get any TV. It's absolute blackout, folks. And, that's what I would do on someone that I would then follow up with a ground invasion. Or I send the message to the ambassador. That's just the tip of the iceberg unless you meet our demands.
Mm-hmm.
We're crippled. Mm-hmm. We have no protection for our electrical grid from an EMP strike.
No, we don't. And that initiates World War III. It will be a very short-lived World War III. It's not going to be long, but it will be extremely deadly. When you start tossing nukes back and forth, we will see half of the world's population annihilated in a few weeks. Well, within 2 weeks by that point in time. That particular scenario of a world war like that will involve, obviously, the Middle East. That's when it would be very appropriate for this particular beast enemy to be revealed and to do his thing. And he will be proclaiming, "Follow me and I will give you peace." And everyone will say, "Peace, peace." But there will be no peace.
Gentlemen, once
only
the shooting...
The peace.
I didn't mean... Go ahead.
Yeah, peace of death. Go ahead.
Once the shooting war starts, Look for Pakistan to nuke India. When trouble goes off in another part of the world, there's nothing holding back those countries. That's where their eyes melt in their sockets. We're in for some serious trouble, folks. Withstanding the mercy of God to hold it back. The Holy Spirit, the restrainer. We're in some serious trouble. We all need Jesus like never before. I was talking to a brother in the Lord today, and he said he's went into massive prepper mode. I said, what do you mean? He said, I bought a freeze-drying machine. He showed me a picture of it. He's freeze-drying everything. And he said, I went to go try to buy some of those mason jar lids, like you're going to seal it for preserve.
Yeah.
Yes. He said, I can't find them. He said, they're scalping them for $60 over on eBay or something like that. I said, what's going on? And he said, people know. They know that we're in trouble with this illegitimate president who has taken over the country through a communist coup. Folks, we do not have POTUS anymore. Who gets up there and he means what he says. And he was able to hold back North Korea. Putin respected Donald J. Trump, our POTUS. Other countries did. He meant what he said, and he would carry through with it. We've got a jellyback up there now who's actually compromised. His son was making deals with China, Ukraine, and Russia, if all reports are true, for a very long time. And his father was on the till. These people are compromised. In fact, poor old Biden, I'm praying for his soul because he's got 1 foot in dementia right now. It'll be too late for him to come to Christ soon. I'm praying he repents. Then they're going to put Kamala Khanli in there. But she's not even the brains behind this. There's a group behind this that know exactly what they're doing. And they don't have good things in store for you and I. People, we're in serious trouble. Our only protection now is the Lord Jesus Christ. Gentlemen, back to you.
Okay. Amen. Now, the other thing, too, that you need to know is this is not just a honorable corruption scenario with our government. It is the most diabolical, evil that I can. There's not words that I have that can describe it. I don't use those words, so I don't even know them. But you've got to know that the massive invasion of illegal aliens on our southern border has contained thousands, tens of thousands, nearly 100,000. I don't know, over what time period it was, but massive amounts of minor children, and those children are disappearing, and the leadership of the nation knows it. They are in on the trafficking, the sex trafficking of those children. That's why they don't want anybody to uncover what they're doing. And they continually try to cover up to the extent that they will initiate or help to initiate a major world war just to maintain their own greedy power and diabolical evil that they have. That's what we're facing right now. That's why God, these things that we're beginning to see now are not necessarily for those believing in God and following hard after Him. In fact, that's the best thing you can do. But it is a judgment on our nation, and judgment starts at the house of God first. We have many. I would say we have a multitude in the majority, above a supermajority, in fact, that are compromised in our church that will go along with taking this so-called COVID vaccine and encourage their parishioners to take it. And they themselves are so deceived they don't even know it's their death warrant. And it's even worse than that, because it does change you from being a human being created in the likeness and image of God. And that's exactly what Satan wants to do. And that's exactly what his ultimate objective is when he begins to implant his whatever it is, a chip or whatever it is that's his number or his name on his followers. Now, you can get out of that. That one will, in fact, be voluntarily avoided. But about 3 minutes later, you're beheaded. Because that's the sentence. You either bow to the image of the beast or you die by beheading. And we're ready for you right now. You have to be, in order to be able to stand firm, you have to prepare yourself beforehand. Speaking from experience, every day that I went out on a battle or on an operation that it may or may not turn into a battle, but it was an operation that was designed to make contact with the enemy in a very aggressive manner, I had to prepare myself. I called it, or we called it, getting psyched up for the battle. But essentially what it was telling ourselves, I'm okay. My relationship with God is intact, and I am ready to die, and this is a good day to die. And determine it. Once you've determined that it's a good day to die, you're no longer afraid of it, and you can go ahead and do your duty. In my case, I was so concerned because I was an officer and I was leading everybody else. And I mean that literally. I led by example. Oftentimes, it wasn't the PFC that was in front of the attack. It was me. Because I knew what to do. And God was with me. God did, in fact, many, many times saved my life. We don't need to go through that right now. But what I'm trying to tell you and to encourage you to do is be prepared mentally, be prepared psychologically, emotionally, spiritually. Because if you aren't, there's a good possibility that you might waver. And who wants to have that happen to them? Pray to God for your steadfastness and for your courage, and He will provide it. And we are just about there right now.
I just got a text.
I'm surprised that we didn't. Go ahead.
In real time, alerting me that Focus on the Family show just had two Christian doctors on their program this week validating taking the vaccine. And I saw it with my own eyes, Gordon Robertson, tell people not to listen to those that give advice not to take the vax, but to take his sage advice, Lord, that it's okay to take it. Gentlemen, we've got compromise in the church. We've got people that are taken up with the system. My grandmother, God rest her soul, before she was taken home to be with the Lord, she said, "Son, the Lord showed me a vision of the future." And she said, "Do not take up with the system." And I think about that as this system is forming. She said, "You can take up with the system and they'll give you anything you want." In other words, you bow your knee to the New World Order. You take their vax. They'll let you get on a plane. They'll let you go to a concert. And this is only phase one, folks. with the rollout of the vaccines. They're coming out with that micro needle injection, about the size of a CPU processor. It sits on your motherboard. They can put it on your hand, your forehead, anywhere. It's going to have that luciferase enzyme marker. It's going to mark you. It goes on the skin and in the skin. So for those that are debating that, you get both. Take your pick. And it's going to put its deadly venom into your system to build upon the previous vaccines that you've gotten. And that will authorize you to be green-lighted to go anywhere that is open to those that take up with the system. You'll take your phone and scan the QR code. It'll say validated to fly. You have received the mark. All that's missing is the swearing-in ceremony to renounce Christ and worship the beast. You don't even need an RFID chip. All you need is your phone. We don't leave home without it. And you can be tracked three ways through your cell phone: through GPS, through low-power Bluetooth, and through Wi-Fi. They know where you are at all times. And if this is required as a key to get in the door, in other words, we went to a mall a few months back to get in now. Brother Tom, you got to scan the QR code if you want to get in. You have to have a phone. If you don't have a phone, you can't get in. Went to a restaurant. They had no more menus. You need a phone to scan the business card they give you with a QR code to pull the menu up on your phone. You're going to need a phone to get on a plane through Common Pass system. We don't even need an RFID chip anymore. If it came out, we would know you don't take it. You got the phone that's going to correspond with the actual tattoo, the mark, with the luciferase enzyme that had just injected you, let's say with the fifth generation of their genetic vaccine. It's not a vaccine, it's an experiment. And sadly, all of Israel right now is their guinea pig. This guy, Netanyahu and Benny Gantz, they betrayed Israel. Someone said, follow the money. I would sure like to follow the money, because Moderna got up there and said, we really don't know what the results are going to be, but we got an opportunity to have a great test. I'm paraphrasing now. With Israel, because they're trying to vaccinate all of the population by, I think, May. And those that don't take it, I think they're going to be on quarantine. I mean, bottom line is, one guy said, you know, we may not be able to force it, but Amazon will enforce it. Businesses will enforce it, because if you don't take it, they don't have to do business with you. There was a lady I saw footage on recently, arrested for not wearing a mask. She said, well, I'm in Florida. There's no law here that says I got to wear a mask. Ma'am, you need to put that mask on, or you have to leave the building now. Well, how can you do that? Because this is not a public place. This is private, and we will call the police on you for trespassing. You know, they can do that, folks.
Well, they can, but that's constitutional when they do it, because it's still not legal even though you say it.
Well,
it's not legal. Your privacy and your private enterprise does not supersede the Constitution. They're totally mistaken in that, but you can't argue it at the time.
They're saying you're trespassing on private property. We have the right to refuse service. And it'll have to be settled in the courts, but with the recent rulings, I don't have faith that we have anybody left in the court system that's going to stand up for right. They wouldn't even
That's right.
Take up the case of POTUS.
Yes. And Shannon, the other thing, I'm a ham radio operator. You're a commercial operator, radio operator. And you know all the RF and the various frequencies that are contained in each one of these cell phone servers. And we hear this little 5G, 5G this.
Brother Baird, hold that thought.
7G.
You're breaking up. I need to reset you. Can you stand by? I'm going to call you back. I think we got Brother Baird on Wi-Fi. Brother Mac, how's my audio holding up?
Your audio's doing fine.
Okay. We're going to get Brother Baird back. We're live with Professor Tom Mack, Major Tom Baird.
To do with the to understand this vaccine a little better, we need to think of it like installing a new computer operating system. Back years ago, there was an old joke that when you had a girlfriend, you had a program on your computer. Girlfriend 1, girlfriend 2, girlfriend 3, all the way up to girlfriend 8. But then when you go to wife 1.0, you suddenly get called tech support and they tell you, oh, you just installed a new operating system. Because when you get married, everything changes. It isn't girlfriend anymore, it's wife. Well, when you get this vaccine, you've become one of Bill Gates' computers. And with every Bill Gates invention I've ever seen, there's updates. Started off with DOS 1.0 back about 1980. Then about 86 or 85, 86, it was DOS 2.0, which is a disaster. Followed shortly thereafter by DOS 2.1. Then we got DOS 3.0, disaster. DOS 3.1, not much better. DOS 3.2, sort of stable. DOS 3.3, it was only built for IBM, but everybody else tried using it too, and it created problems. DOS 4.0.4.1, disaster. DOS 5, sort of a disaster. But then Windows comes out. You have Windows 3.1. And every one of these, they had to put updates to fix things that they didn't figure out were going to happen. And you got Windows 10 right now on your computer. What are they doing every Tuesday? It's called Patch Tuesday. They come in and they install updates in your computer. Sort of irritates me because they decide they're going to install their updates during the middle of my day. Mm-hmm. Because I turn my computer off at night.
Yeah.
So what you're going to get is you're going to get a barrage of vaccines. And it'll get to the point where you have to go to the doctor every month and get a new shot to put in the updates. That's where this is all going.
That's right. And you get deeper and deeper into it. And the other thing is, they actually have them, some of these viruses also work on frequency.
90 seconds.
And so you end up with the frequency modulation that's coming along with 5G, and they know which particular vibration is going to trigger the ones that they're targeting, and they'll trigger it, and you're gone.
Absolutely. You want to get the virus? Take the shot. Even people are being tested for HIV who are taking it.
60 seconds.
What's that tell you, folks? This is terraforming. This is forking the DNA of mankind. And this is setting people up to take the mark of the beast and worship him and be damned to hell when it is released at a future date. And it might not be so far in the future. We already got people saying they can't hear God after taking the vaccine. Poor old Marvin Hagler dropped dead in ICU a day later after taking the shot. According to reports,
Hank Aaron,
he gone too. Yeah. Don't listen to Dolly Parton, who got up on Twitter showing herself masked up with an injection in the arm, saying, get the shot, don't be a chicken squat. Folks, follow the money.
Seconds.
Any ministry who will get out there and recommend you take this shot, they're compromised. Mark them. Because they'll be among the first in line, leading people to take the mark, as you said, Brother Baird. These people are compromised. They have already sold out. And if you've taken this, by the mercy of God, do not take any more. They're not going to stop. You said it right, Brother Mac. This is going to be a regular rollout. Mm-hmm. Bill Gates, very interesting. One guy told me, he said, what do you think Windows does? It puts a virus in you. Bill Gates has always been about the virus, hasn't he? Just like his father, who thinks mankind and the unborn are viruses and must be killed. Top agent of eugenics, partner to Margaret Sanger. Like father and like son. These people are wicked. They work for Satan. And we're sounding the alarm here to wake some of you up before you join the ranks of the walking dead. All that remains is the swearing-in ceremony. And those that are taking the vaccine now, you're on a slippery slope. You will probably go all the way and take the mark before it's over with. You'll be laughing at us then, as you are now, saying, no, this isn't the mark. We're still here. We're supposed to be raptured out of here. Bible doesn't say that. Not the Bible I'm reading. Maybe you're reading the Message Bible. Our time's up here. And soon, time's going to be up for some people who are taking this shot. Because this is a death shot. And it's going to take many people out in a body bag. That's part of the plan, folks. Georgia Guidestones, you got to get us down to 500 million. And you know, gentlemen, I believe this is a soft kill. This is the carpet bombing stage before the land invasion. You know, go ahead and get all the military injected. Get all your first line people injected. Get them weak. We won't have much resistance when the communists roll in with the ground troops, because that's what they're planning, folks. Communist invasion, a satanic invasion. That's really where it's all about. Satan and his demons. They're trying to take out every last one of us that they can. And if they can hasten your death with a vaccine, they're glad to do it, because there's many people who will die before their time. Lose out on the opportunity to receive Christ because they got killed. They killed themselves with a vaccine. Don't take it. And you know what? We'll continue to preach the truth here in this program. I don't care what it costs us. I'm ready to go to jail if that's what is required of me. We'll start a prison ministry. We will speak the truth and Amen. Let the chips fall where they may. That's my micro sermon. Gentlemen, I want you to give out your contact info. How do people reach you in your ministry?
Well, this is Major Tom Baird, retired. The easiest way is to go to my website, aliveontheedge.com, or you can contact me by email, which is Tom, T-O-M, at aliveontheedge.com. Go ahead, Tom.
And I have a bunch of websites, but my email address is Tom, T-O-M, .mack at whitestonefoundation.org. Also, there's biblecodes.co. There's antichristwatch.org. There's whitecottagepublishing.com. johnvanhelsing.com. 21stcenturywarfareprayers.org. We have a bunch of them. And right now, I think a lot of people need to look at 21st Century Warfare Prayers, because the battle is about to get ramped up.
One of the listeners out there just wrote, I took a dose of ivermectin literally 5 minutes ago. It's a horse anti-parasitic. Costs like $3 from a farm supply store. You know, that stuff works. And yes, there are viruses in the world. I've never denied that. But we don't have to fear and surrender all of our rights to the New World Order. They're crying peace and safety if you take this vaccine. That should send shivers up your spine. I'll go with ivermectin any day. Or
Amen.
The other one, what was the other one? It was called something with
hydrochloroquine.
Yeah, that's it.
Chloroquine is the one. And then also, if you continue to keep mega doses of vitamin D. It will not hurt your body, but it will, in fact, keep viruses at bay.
That's amazing.
Yeah, I take 5,000 IUs three times a day these days.
I've been taking zinc. Of course, erythromycin and zinc will work too. Folks, we're going to leave it there because we're out of time, but I want to thank you, gentlemen, for coming on. God richly bless you, Professor Tom and Major Tom. Folks, go check out their websites, and we'll see you gentlemen again soon. Love you both.
Thank you for having us on.
Thank you for having us on.
Thank you, gentlemen. We're going to save this program. We'll be right back. If you're on MixLR,